morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. I am Skip LaCour. How are you doing this morning? Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Not for me, although I really appreciate you thinking enough of me and the information that I provide, the stimulation of the mind, which gets you thinking in a certain way, has you evaluating your actions as you work closer to your goals, your plans, your vision, all those feelings and emotions that you're after. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me, but congratulations to you for doing something that the vast majority of people just don't do. They just go through life hoping for the best. Maybe they've figured out part of their life, and it's the things that they don't do well that are causing the most, you know, angst, stress. And they're not really attacking them. They're not doing this type of evaluation. You're the type of person to step up, ask yourself the tough questions, go above and beyond what the average person will do because you want that higher quality of life. Even though things may be going pretty well in some areas, you know you want more. And you know it's going to take this type of action every single day. Once again, making this part of your day, your daily ritual. Your practice, you and I going to the gym, so to speak. Here we are. I don't know when you listen to this podcast, if it's first thing in the morning or in the afternoon. Get on your pattern if you're not already on that pattern. And get your mind. You and I, we're going to ask you some questions, just talk about life. I'm going to make some observations about some of the things that I see, some of the things that I've gone through, the people who I help go through. And we're all in this together, and our journeys a lot of times are the same. One thing I've noticed about life is that we as people like to pride ourselves on how different we are than other people. You know, that's what makes us more than just dust in the wind, just another brick in the wall. So we focus in on our differences. In reality, a lot of the things that we go through, the feelings, emotions, they're very similar. A good chunk of that, I'm not going to necessarily throw a number at it, but a big chunk of our life experience, you put us through the same challenges. We want the same things. We're going to respond a certain way. It's just that small difference. That's what makes the small difference is what makes the biggest difference between people. So we're all going through this together. When you're feeling something, you can guess that a lot of people go through that, those same feelings and emotions and that whole journey the same way you do, right? And I hope that by sharing my experience, my thoughts, my perspective, that's at least helping you understand that, right? Maybe taking some pressure off you that, man, things seem to be going well, but I want more. What's wrong with me? Or I can't seem to get myself motivated. Something I say that I want and I can't do it. Or, you know, whatever it is you're going through, hopefully as you're listening to this podcast every day, one thing that's happening immediately is that you are realizing that, hey, maybe you're not crazy. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe that's just life that you're going through. Now, after, you know, you feel that, you know, comfort, realizing that you're not so weird, so different. Now it's what you do about it. Right, and that's why you're showing up to this podcast every single day. Again, stimulating thoughts, evaluating life, well, evaluating your thoughts, those actions that you take and you don't take every single day. That's what's going to either make you or break you. Either it's going to have you feeling those thoughts and emotions that have you experiencing the kind of life that you want more often than not, right? We're going to have inevitable challenges and inevitable downtimes along the way. But you're going to be feel as though you're moving the direction in life where you really want to go more often than not. Or, you know, how you're going to suffer those downtimes that you can't seem to get out of, those frustrating downtimes. You know, and again, I talk about it, what's worse than even feeling those downtimes is when you don't feel anything anymore. You're just kind of going through life, just taking what it off gives you. Whatever the way the wind blows, you're just a ship blowing whichever way, and somehow you rationalize that to yourself that that's just the way life is, where you can take control. Now, if you're the type of person to listen to this podcast every single day, I know that's not you. I know that's not you, But there are maybe parts of your life that you do settle. Maybe it's because you have so many other great things going on. It's easier to let areas slip by without much examination because, oh, well, you know, nobody's life is perfect. Where, you know, you may find a way to even bring that part of your life to a higher level of quality. So that's all we're doing is thinking about these type of things. You know what I want to talk about today is all these thoughts that you go through examining your life, you stepping up and taking action, they all build confidence. I talk about how, you know, confidence is not something you get from, you know, other people. They say nice things or they don't say nice things to you. And if you get that promotion, that people, I don't notice these things about you and actually say them to you, or at least you can read their body language that they were happy with what you're doing. That isn't how confidence is built, by, you know, relying on other people to notice the great things that you do in life. And the more people give you that feedback, the greater you allow yourself to feel. It's by creating a set of standards for yourself, being clear about yourself, and then constantly stepping up and doing the things that impress even you. The more you can impress yourself, and again, who cares about what the standards are? Hell, this person could be at this outrageous level because they've been just stepping up for such a long period of time, putting the pressure on themselves. Maybe they got a lot of years of, you know, that type of pressure that they've been putting on themselves. So, you know, their standards are so high. They do so many things that impress them, and they're just further along on their journey. That's okay. That has nothing to do with you. Just like, you know, if you're not doing the things any longer, maybe you got out of the habit of the pattern of stepping up, of I think it, I must do it, challenging yourself to do things that impress even you, and your life is, you know, pretty good compared to most, it's not going to make you feel any better that your life is better than, you know, that other guy who hasn't been doing the type of work that you do. So it's always you versus you, and you setting standards, you getting clear on your standards, you evaluating if they're going to truly get you where you want to go, and, you know, not bullshitting yourself, not lying to yourself that this really does, if you do this, it will impress you. Really getting honest with yourself. And it's doing the simple things, the big things, the small things, everything in between every single day. When you can look back on a work day, a workout, your week or your month, and if you have lots of things that you can identify that you pushed yourself a little, that, wow, you know, that was tough for me, that was a challenge to get myself up, but I did it anyway. You know, it builds that confidence. The more and more things that you can do like that. And then what's really important is that you take inventory, you notice those things. That's why when we go through our 10-second daily disciplines, I just get you focused on getting in that pattern all the time. Now, you know, hopefully you're stepping up, you're trying to get to as close to a level 10 every single time I go through those 10-second daily disciplines and I ask you those questions, and you just don't go through the motions, because that's what's going to build that MTC, that mental toughness conditioning, and this will start happening for you without me stimulating thought, right? So we know that we need to do things, need to be honest with ourselves, we need to be tough on ourselves, we need to have high expectations, and we need to execute. Can't just have a good heart, can't just be a good person. We have to actually execute and do those things that we know we should do. We do those on a continual basis. That's how we build self-confidence. It doesn't matter what other people say. Other people have their own lives that are going on. They're not going to notice all the awesome things that we're doing. Their values, what's important to them, how they've either taken the time in their lives to say, this is the path that I choose to go, this is where I put value on certain areas of my life. I don't think that's important. I do think this is important. Again, they've have this whole set of values. You can be doing something that is totally in line to your dream life, your vision for your life, your goals and your plans. You know, they're not going to be impressed with it because they don't value that. That's not their thing. All right, so of course, you know, they're not going to give you all that feedback if that's what you're looking for. It may happen every once in a while. If it's great, it can feel good sometimes, especially from a credible source, especially if you're in the service business, right? Where, you know, part of your dream, your vision, your plans is to create value for other people. And so they're evaluating that value. I mean, that could feel good, but really it starts with you every single day. You're not going to provide value for other people if you're not continually setting high standards for yourself, evaluating those standards and setting them up and knocking them down and feeling good about yourself. All right. So we can't rely on other people. They're not paying attention to what we're doing. They have their own values that may not align with ours. So we have to get it from ourselves. Right. That's how we build self-confidence. I'm here to push you, make you examine that, not get into periods of time where you're really not working on those things. You really don't have your eye on the prize, those results that I talk about, because then before we know it, 3 months have gone by. We've done nothing. We wonder why we're not happy and fulfilled. Right. So this, again, this 30 minutes every single day where you passively listen to me putting you through this workout, so to speak, and you're doing your part by just letting your mind work and think, I tell you, it's a little bit that goes a very long way. This is the best investment you can make into the overall quality of your life. And I know that sometimes I poke and I prod and I make you think that, man, am I doing this right? Man, life seems to be a lot more challenging than I thought. Man, why don't I just not listen to this guy? And life can be so much easier, at least in the short run. Just remember, the tougher you are on yourself right now, the easier life magically seems to get, right? So we know about that. All right, self-confidence, that's important. Here's the thing is that objections, and what do I mean by objections? Those are those things that no matter what path we take in life, doesn't matter what path we take, there is a positive side, right? Obviously, that's what we're looking for when we take our we get up every single morning, we make our choices, right? We're hopefully working for the positive that can come out of it. But there's no path you can take in life that doesn't have a downside, that there aren't drawbacks. Everything is in all benefits with no consequences, no negative implications. Now, we may be so sold on what it is we are doing, you know, our mission, our vision, that, you know, we either don't notice the downside, or we're so willing to accept that because the price that we pay is so well worth it. That might be, you know, in your job, your business, your career, right? You're working long hours. You're putting your body through a lot of stress where, you know, sometimes it would be easier just to go with the flow, sit back, watch TV at night, not worry about it so much, not think about it so much. You know, you can alleviate yourself from that stress, right? But we know we're putting ourselves through that. We don't look at it. We look at it as the necessary, I guess, downside that we must go through. And we're more than willing to pay that price because we want all the things that's going to provide the options for yourself and your family, right? So we know there's a downside. We just don't really care. Maybe that's working out for you. It's not easy to get up early in the morning, get in your car, go to the gym, take that time that you could either be resting, relaxing with your family, you know, putting yourself through this short-term physical pain, right? But probably if you're in the habit of working out, that's pain. That's an inconvenience. You don't even look at it that way. Something that you know it's for the greater good. But there is a downside to it. There is a downside to it. As a matter of fact, you need to talk about the extreme working out and focus. I mean, I was so committed to my vision and my goals. You know, it isn't until like years after I retired that I really noticed the full impact of what that type of dedication and that sacrifice did to the overall quality of my life. It's probably a good thing, or maybe I would have ended my career a little bit earlier. But I was so convinced. I was so sold on the upside, didn't even notice the downside. So hopefully you've got things in your life that way you're so committed that you don't see the downside. But, you know, even if I were to look at my bodybuilding career and see all the upside that was happening, all the great benefits, you know, in your own mind, you're always going to have these objections. Your focus is going to go on that downside, right? Those objections. Okay, this is your plan, this is what you want to do, this is the price you want to pay, and these are all the benefits that you're going to experience, the feelings, emotions, achievements, whatever it is, the upside, while you're doing all of it, right? But in your own mind, you have these objections, right? Well, how do you handle them? Do you just let them come up, right? And then hopefully you kind of brush them aside and hope they go away? Or do you put really thought into them, and maybe it's time for you to do a better sales job on yourself, that yes, there are negative things, there is a downside to what I'm doing, but I'm consciously aware of those downsides, and I have sold myself. You know, it's all perception. If you think it's worth it, then it is worth it. If you don't think it's worth it, then you're going to have a tough time moving forward, right? Especially when you have those objections in your own head. What I want you to do is start being proactive, right? As you're going through your journey, as you hit those tough times where you have those, your mind saying, you know, is this really worth it? But what about this? And what about this? And what about this? That you're suffering as you're going for your goals and dreams and plans. You know, I could definitely relate to that in so many ways. The long hours that I may work, definitely through my bodybuilding career, there was a certain amount of loneliness and disconnect that went with it. And that would play up in my mind all the time. All right. And what is it for you and what you're going through? What is it that you're going through when your mind gives you these objections? You know, what I want you to do is start hitting those objections head on. You know, a good salesperson is prepared for, if they're really great at what they do, right, and they achieve that level of greatness sooner rather than later, right? They don't just wait till life, every sales call, I learned a little lesson here, I learned a little lesson here, and then, of course, they get better and better as time goes on. If you really work at something, you have that more time swinging at the plate, so to speak, right? You have more and more meetings, more and more situations. You can't help but get better. And one thing I always say is hurry up and get that practical experience, all right? So there's no doubt about it, just more of doing the same thing and then having those high expectations, those high standards, you're going to get better and better just through time, just by keep on keeping on, right? But if you want to speed up the process, you know, as a salesperson, I use this as an example. What you want to do is you want to be prepared for every objection your client or your potential client can give you. And like I said, this is where you can use human nature and your understanding of people, that how people are generally the same. Because most of the objections, the reason why they don't want to buy what you're selling, and again, get the big metaphor that I'm using, the analogy that I'm using with this, is the objections that people would have to not buy what you're selling, all right? There's probably a common 10 or 12 objections, right? Every once in a while, you might hear an odd one, all right? But you should be prepared for every objection as a salesperson, what the potential client may give you. It shouldn't be, surprise, surprise, surprise. You know what he's going to say, and then you've taken the time to evaluate, okay, this is why they feel this way. This is why they feel they don't want to buy my awesome product or service, right? And then you should do whatever it takes as a salesperson and write down every counter to those objections. How you can sell that person that you understand the reason why they're thinking that way, because you've been around, you have the experience, you've sought out mentors who have gone through, mentors in the sales profession that you're in, who have gone through all this, and you know, you've got coaching, right? You've got help. You've gone through people who are going what you're going through, they're just at a higher level. Again, get the big picture, the big analogy of what I'm using here. And so that every objection you come up with, you have an answer for it. a persuasive answer, a real answer, not based on ego. Oh, they're wrong. You know, by empathy and understanding that you can understand why they have those feelings. And then you sell them, talk them into your point of view, right? That's what a salesperson should do. You know, in the bodybuilding fitness world, after doing it for 25 years, you know, if someone said, hey, I've got this challenge, can't lose this body fat, right? I eat this way. I'm doing everything. It's just not working. Well, you know, doing it for so many years, right? There's only so many options, right? Why they're not succeeding at the level that they want. There's only so many options. Now, they may be going through the situation and they might not be aware of what they may or may not be doing or how they need to raise their standards or how their situation, they may think they're so unique and different and they're so challenged because of their metabolism or their environment or something. To them, it's the biggest challenge in the world. They don't have the experience of knowing how their challenges are common. Now it's what they do as a person to actually execute to get over those challenges. They don't understand that. I do. From my experience, just by going through the process, by aggressively going after knowledge, my own personal experiences, I know all the factors that are going to get in the way of them with their eating challenges to have the body that they want, right? So there's nothing that someone can tell me that is going to throw me off. It only comes down to so many factors. And after, you know, the easiest ones are the simple structure and discipline of the eating challenge. Then where there are a lot of variables are the mindset, you know, what their goals are, what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do, how much confusion they have in their own mind, and also their level of commitment, how committed they think they are compared to the level of commitment that they have to actually overcome these eating challenges to have the body that they want. So there's only so many challenges. So I could just, every objection, why this doesn't work, that won't work. I've encountered them all. I've handled them all. I know the counter to every objection. Now, that doesn't mean, just like a salesperson, that isn't, they're not going to buy everything that I'm selling. For example, when we take that example of eating habits, I'll have some people, well, I think there's an easier way. There's some diet guru, fitness guru out there who is promising me better the results I'm looking for, that you're telling me I have to work this hard or do these things. There's this other guy out there who's telling me I don't have to do all those things. Basically, there's an easier way to do it, right? And so he may not always be buying what I'm selling, right? I may not be that persuasive to help him reach his goals. But the point is, there's no objection that he's thrown my way at this point that I've never heard, right? Taking the time to understand the body, all the different factors, and also all the different information I probably already know about that other diet coach or guru who's telling the other information. I know what that objection is too, right? Just being, you know, prepared for it, just like a good salesperson, right? When it comes to the man formation, a lot of the journey we go through as men, the challenges we face, the questions we ask ourselves, the things that are important to us. I mean, being so focused on this whole man formation program, how to become the best man that you can be, right? All the great things that come with it, all the challenges that come with it. You know, I've really dedicated my life to this whole process for a good 10 years now. And I talk about what stimulated me is when to initiate this whole man formation process that I turned into a step-by-step program for men. It was my own journey. It was when for 15 straight years, you know, after I quit my job that I was integrated with regular people, a regular job, I was forced to, you know, be a regular person. And then I was committed and focused and did all that sacrifice for my bodybuilding and training career. Well, there was a time where, you know, I quit my regular job. This became my career. And, you know, I worked from home and it was, you know, the only time I saw people sometimes was when I went to the gym and I was so focused on what I was doing. So I don't know how much that really counts. You stack that year after year after year, you know, very limited connection. You know, I may have had a girlfriend, saw my family every once, but not a lot. It wasn't a day-to-day type thing. That may sound strange. I guess me even saying it right now, wow, that's a level of commitment, right? But yeah, I just became this kind of very myopic. I was so focused on my goals. It just being out with people, interacting, being persuasive, being friendly, and letting people in, connection, all those type of things. I stunted my growth in that area. So, you know, being so focused, again, a 15-year bodybuilding career, when I came out of that, okay, I was ready. All right, I'm ready to put that phase of my life, that extreme focus commitment to being a bodybuilder, being a champion, 6 national championships. I don't know which more I can get. It was time to grow. It was time to, you know, go and integrate in the world instead of driving by those Main Street breakfast, you know, cafe brunches along the patio on a sunny summer day. And I'd be driving to the gym hungry because my show would be in a couple weeks. It was time to be one of those people who got to enjoy life, connecting with family and friends like a regular person. It was time for me to do that. I just wasn't skilled. I didn't have the mindset. I was out of practice. And so although I had all this talent, knowledge, insight, a lot of things that I'm talking to you now, I was still working on learning those, observing those. I just didn't, wasn't living life fully in practice, even though I knew it in theory. So Manformation was all about, how do I jump in? How do I raise my level of confidence and perspective and live up to all these talents and potential and intelligence and determination? ASAP, I have to do it now. So that's how I created that step-by-step system. All right, so when it comes to all the challenges that men go through, I know all the objections. Hell, you know, you'll see it in the Man Formation Program, Alpha Male Strategies That Transform You Into the Man You Really Want to Be. You know, just by doing this for 10 straight years, by branding it, by putting it out there, doing podcasts, I already know. I'm, you know, 75% of the guys out there are going to say, what's this alpha male? Alpha male, what, a jerk, caveman, objectifying women? That's bullshit, alpha male, right? Okay? I already know that objection. Actually, it's worked for the program because it's like a lightning rod that draws attention to it. I also realize, being a leader, this whole type of subject, most men were not raised by leaders. They don't have the experience of being around leaders. I put a number on it, 9 out of 10. So 9 out of 10 guys, they've been raised by, you know, single mothers or divorced mothers. And if they were lucky enough to have a stepfather, you know, because of those dynamics, that stepfather wasn't either somebody they respected or they were neutral and they kind of stayed out of it. A lot of these challenges are very common, all right? And so they're not even exposed to leaders. And so you'd say anything about leadership, and I talk about these skills and qualities, they'll reject them. I know the objection that, you know, most guys, when they saw the guy walking confidently, being charismatic, you know, having the adults, you know, like the teachers, right, connecting with him as a young, you know, high school or even grade school person, you know, he was the kiss ass. He was the idiot. He was the asshole. He was the conceited guy, whatever. That's where, you know, the other 9 guys, men, all huddled around. That's where we're talking. That's going to be something that there's going to be objection to from before we even get going here. All right. My point is, I know every single objection. I know every single challenge with every step along the way because of my total focus in that area. Right. I know, again, whether I'm talking about a salesperson or man formation, it's just an example. It's an analogy. It's a metaphor for you. As you go through life, there's not all upside with downside. And if you got a lot of things, you don't even notice the downside. That's great, I guess. I don't know how normal that is. Even in the darkest times, you don't question yourself. That would be normal. All right. You should know every single objection you give yourself right now. And then you should work on a story by getting help, by getting mentors and coaches, someone who can help you handle those objections in your own mind or figure them out for yourself. You need to sell yourself. Like I said, self-confidence is earned. It's created by doing things that impress you. Right? You have to be a salesperson and sell you. You should know every objection that your mind will give you as you go through your journey. You should know it and have an answer for it and come up with better answers over time and better answers. Again, get help, get role models, get coaching, whatever it takes to sell yourself on the objections that are going on through your mind right here, right now. Don't let it just creep up and push it out of your brain and don't think about it. Hit it head on. That salesperson goes out and finds every single objection, so he speeds up the process. What are the objections that are going on in your mind? And aggressively find out what those objections are. It all starts with you, right? This confidence, right? Then the next step is you're going to go out in the world. People aren't going to perceive you, right? They're not going to know what's in your heart, your intentions. They may see what you're doing. This could be family. This could be friends. This could be coworkers. In the fitness world, I use that example. A lot of guys know me from the fitness world is that, you know, people, they don't support your dedication to fitness, or you're not eating junk food, right? And it bothers them a lot when they don't get that type of support. Well, again, everybody has different values. Everybody has different ways of seeing the world. You know, the thing about it is you shouldn't be complaining or wish they were different. You should know every objection that they have to your lifestyle, to your decisions, your choices, right? Step into the world, have empathy, and then come up with better and better counter arguments to every objection. And it's not aggressively countering their objections. It's being a persuasive salesperson to get them to see it your way. Now, you don't spend a lot of time doing that, but nobody should, at this point, if you really take a look at the objections in your own mind and then handle those, find creative ways to spin your story, sell yourself on what you're doing, you're going in the right direction. Same thing with other people. Nobody should be able to tell you something that, oh my God, I've never heard that before. Why does he think that of me? How did he perceive me wrong? Oh, it hurts me so badly. Right? Especially if they tell you exactly what it is they don't like about what you're doing. It should be no surprise to you if you're aggressively going after this stuff and you've taken the time to think about it. Right? You should know what other people's objections will be or what they are by this time, because you've gone through this journey long enough. And instead of just hoping they go away or they hoping they don't show up, go out and know every single objection out there from other people. And have your counter argument ready. And get better and better counter arguments ready. All right? So you walk into every situation. Like, there's certain things that people can say to me. It's like, I already know. I've heard it all. Right? And again, back in the bodybuilding training world, being a drug-free bodybuilding champion, that's probably the biggest dividing, polarizing thing about me when I was going through my bodybuilding and training career. He's so awesome. There's no way he can be drug-free. Or actually, it wasn't even, oh, he's not that awesome, and he's really on drugs, blah, 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 blah. You know, listen, after 25 years of doing this, do you think there's anything someone can say to me at this point that I haven't encountered before, right? All right? It's not like they're just a hater, they're mad. I understand. Listen, whatever they're saying to me, I've stepped in the shoes. I understand where they're coming from. I've gone through that a million times already. I know what the objection is, and I'm clear on where I'm going, what I'm all about. I'm not aggressive to them, as I understand where they're coming from. I can address the situation with empathy. Now, there's sometimes, and also knowing is that they're all going to have their objections, and you don't do anything about it. But there are going through it so many times, handling so many objections that, you know, I can offer a different perspective, let them either take it or they don't take it. It's experience of going through that. Now, you can speed up the experience, again, by handling those objections in your own mind and selling yourself. That's where it starts. And then knowing, because we somehow, in some way, are influenced by other people, You know, a lot of people talk about the haters or the people in the family don't support them, their wife doesn't support them. Again, empathetically step into their shoes and hit those objections head on. And then become that salesperson to empathetically, optimistically, confidently persuade them to your point of view. And then just leave it there after that. It's up to them after a certain point in time. The point is, nothing as you're going through this journey should surprise you, right? If you're feeling an emotion. And you should have its counter argument ready for other people. Nothing they should say as you're going through this journey should hit you in the gut so hard and disappoint you, get you off your game. Oh, I don't have the support. Should be ready for every single objection. Now, there's one more thing that I should say, is that if you can't sell yourself, then maybe you're doing something that isn't quite right. And I'm not saying, oh, you got to stop what you're doing totally, but maybe you need to refine your approach. If you can't come up with some convincing argument to the objections that go on in your own mind, where, man, the negative thoughts are winning, or when other people give you resistance, their negative comments, their thoughts and opinions of what you're doing, they're winning because you can't come up with a way to spin the situation, look at the situation. You can't do it in your own mind. Now you got a problem. Now you got a real challenge, right? Because maybe you're not doing, it could be that you're doing something wrong. You have to refine your approach. That happens to me all the time. You know, again, I don't rely on being a good person with the best intentions, right? Or that I work hard. It's about effectiveness and efficiency. There is a way, and I may be doing things 90% right, but it's that 10% that makes a big difference. I may need to come up with different solutions if I can't sell myself on the objections going on in my own mind or for other people. And sometimes it doesn't happen quickly, right? It doesn't happen. You learn your lessons later on in life. You may have to change your approach. You don't just stick to it just because that's what you thought. So again, if you can't handle those objections, maybe you need to rethink your approach. If you can't figure that out, that's where coaching, someone who's a mentor who could give you insight and perspective to your own situation, can really help out. Sometimes just clearing your mind that there's nothing wrong with you, and someone who's already been there, boom, 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 from your mentors, your role models, your coaches' perspective. They have the experience, do this, do this. They have the experience not with only themselves. They've done it. They've done it in the past. They also have seen a number of people do it. So they have this whole wide array of solutions, all right, counter arguments to those objections that they can offer you. And you can really speed up the process, really speed up the process, all right? So objections in your own mind, objections from other people. Be prepared for them. Go out and aggressively list them all out. Don't let them just randomly come around during your day and throw you off, right? You went out and sought them all, and you came up with solutions. You constantly refine those counter arguments to those objections, again, in your own mind and from other people. And if you can't do that, get help. If you still can't do that, you may need to reconsider what it is you're doing. And hey, you may have to change paths, but then you'll be able to work forward, move forward in life with a lot less stress, a lot less pain, a lot more congruency, that all this work is headed in the right direction. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really, really want, not something that you'll settle for, something that you really want that will take months, right? If not years of you stepping up in this manner, you stretching yourself in order for you to accomplish it. Take 3 seconds to think about that. Is what you're doing right now, this is something you ask yourself throughout the day, because we know that what we're doing right now is helping us work towards our results, but ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing right now really helping me get to those results that I'm after? And then I'm going to ask you, you know, what are those results? Is it to feel good? Is it to please other people? But I say it's to provide for my family at the highest level and take care of them. Or is it really just to make you feel good, or to impress people, or to have people who aren't in your corner, who don't agree with you, they've got objections, just to sell them. Because I'll tell you, how you approach your life, if it's really for the purpose you really think it is, and that's providing for yourself and for your family at the highest level, and at the same time creating value for people all over the world or in your city, whatever it is you do, you know, there shouldn't be a whole lot of room left for impressing this one person or pleasing somebody or how you look or for you to just feel good in the moment. That's a whole, getting that, going for that result, not realizing it, the latter is going to really throw you off track with the first one I talked about. So we got to know what our results is. I'm going to constantly ask you all these questions, get you to think about all this. All right, so that's going to do it for today's Morning Connection podcast, our MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning for the day. Hey, thank you so much for doing this for yourself. Thank you so much for listening to me. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line for, you know, healthy people. Like I talked about, Nat, she has no idea who I am, what I'm all about, you know, as a bodybuilder. Mass Machine Nutrition has a lot for regular people who don't put so much emphasis on exercise to be healthy too. So check that out at massmachinenutrition.com. And then if you're into the bodybuilding supplements, you can get it at bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer, by going to sltips.com/3, SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/3. Also make sure that you're on the Morning Connection newsletter. If you haven't signed up already, you can go there at sltips.com/22. Again, that's sltips.com/22. And don't just sign up. Don't just look at it in the morning. Click it, read it, invest the 30 seconds just like you're investing this 30 minutes or so every single day on this Morning Connection podcast. All right. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.